Would you expand on the concepts of Hiri and Otapa, which the Buddha called the protectors of the world? So this is an aspect of conduct or mental attitude that in terms of in relationship to conduct. And Hiri, trying to remember how Ajahn Jeff translates it.
Does he use conscience?
Conscience and concern. Yeah, conscience and concern. And he, I think he's kind of thought long and hard how to try to get this into the English language in a way that comes across, because the early translators translated it, you know, somewhat literally as shame and moral dread.
Fear and shame.
Fear and shame, yeah. So that, you know, those are loaded. One of the things that's important to immediately bring to mind is that Hiri and Otapa, as the Buddha said, these are protectors of the world, and they are the characteristic of the kusala jitta, in the sense that the mind is in a wholesome state, so that this isn't that kind of fear and shame and dread and moral dread and shame is because those immediately associate with kind of unwholesome mental states, agitation, worry, and it's important to recognize that the roots of what it means is that, in terms of actions of body, speech, and mind, that one has a restraining influence, so that there is a conscience and concern, and the sense of conscience, Hiri, is predicated on a sense of respect for oneself, so that because one respects oneself, one doesn't want one's actions of body, speech, or mind to go towards that which is harmful, negative, creating suffering or difficulty for oneself or for others, but particularly in the sense of conscience, in that one doesn't want to kind of stain one's own mind and conduct with something that is inappropriate, unnecessary, and then the otapa is its foundation is on respect for others, and because one has respect for others, and one recognizes that according to the natural law of cause and effect, whatever we do, whatever actions we do, for good or for ill, of that we will it has an effect, and we'll be the heirs. They have to receive the fruits of those actions. So that anything that is harmful to others, then there's a restraining influence in the mind, out of, so that it's based on respect for oneself and respect for others, so that kind of leads one to a place of virtue, integrity, and a harmlessness that is very natural. So that attentiveness to Hiri and Otapa is a quality of investigation and something that we try to arouse or aspire to in a good way. Also, in the sense of Hiri and Otapa, because it's a wholesome mental state, its result is always happiness and well-being. So that's important too. So in the structure of the Buddha's teachings, when something is wholesome and kusala, then it's always associated with well-being and clarity.